For Saturday, May 8th, we have yet another alignment that has to do with Venus. Venus in Taurus is going to square Jupiter in Aquarius at 29 degrees. That means that both of these planets are at their last degree of the signs that they're in and are ready to move to another sign. Interestingly enough, though, Venus in Taurus makes that square to Jupiter in Aquarius and immediately after switches signs to Gemini. So, but here's the thing. There is a massive significance to the 29th degree of the zodiac. The 29th degree of the zodiac of any sign is important because it represents the accumulation of energy of that sign. It's the wholeness of the energy of that entire sign. It's the understanding and the growth and the maturity of that sign. It's at its most potent because it's gone through degrees 1 through 29 in order to get to that last degree. So pay attention to, for instance, if you have any planets at 29 degrees, they're really significant. They probably are the most potent energy in your sign. But since right now we're talking about transiting energy, let me explain Venus in Taurus square Jupiter in Aquarius. On Thursday, I uploaded a lesson regarding Venus in Taurus trine Pluto in Capricorn. And if you go back to that, you can listen to what all of that is about. It's about empowerment. It's about the recognition of what we've endured over the last 18 months that has gotten us in touch with our sense of empowerment. Now, again, here comes Venus in Taurus on Saturday, creating a square to Jupiter in Aquarius. At its highest level of manifestation, Venus in Taurus represents this ultimate, or at the very least, this comfort within ourselves to be ourselves. Taurus is the sign of self-worth and value. And to be in a space where we simply accept our value is a really powerful place to be in. Now, if you look up any connection between Venus and Jupiter, it will usually explain this energy as excessive, lucky. It describes this energy as a lot of something, right? And the reason for that is that Venus is the principle of doing the things that we love, doing the things that bring us pleasure, doing the things that bring us joy. Jupiter is the planet of expansion, and Jupiter expands anything it touches. So, traditionally, a Venus square Jupiter aspect is seen as a preponderance for laziness, a preponderance for gluttony. That may be true. So it's the weekend. Pay attention to that. Take care of yourself. Don't overeat. Watch out for the sweets. But on the other hand, because of where Venus is coming from with that trine to Pluto, right? I understand myself. I've got me. This is what I've endured. And I understand my worth and what my negotiables and non-negotiables are. Come Saturday, this can represent a time in which we interact with someone that can make us forget that sense of empowerment. That we can interact either with a potential romantic someone or an ex or even family that can touch on these very sensitive points within us where we just forget this lesson that was brought to us just earlier this week when Venus touched Pluto. And so it is this understanding that there can be expansion of love, there can be expansion of pleasure, of desire, of joy, but the remembering that it has to come from us. Jupiter in Aquarius represents community. And so it can, on the one hand, it can have us wanting attention and acceptance from our community in order to fulfill that sense of acceptance within ourselves. It can make us go into the space in which we want to be the one and only for someone or in a space, right? I want to be the best. I want to stand out. I want to be her only best friend, his only best friend. I want to come before everything. Because remember, the moon is still transiting Aries. So the likelihood or the possibility definitely increases if we're not, again, in our own space, in our own empowered space. So Venus in Taurus, yes, it is the principle of self-worth and value, but on a lower vibrating energy, it is possessive. And lower vibrating energy in Taurus is possessive because Taurus energy at that point is not believing that it simply can be and be enough, that it needs to possess, that it needs to demand in order to be relevant, in order to be important. If you listen to my Thursday lesson, remember I talked about that genuine confidence is quiet. Genuine confidence doesn't demand. It doesn't say, I am woman, hear me roar. I am here, pay attention to me. No, it simply is. That type of confidence, less is more. Quality over quantity, right? That type of confidence, that type of self-worth simply sits in itself. And it's almost like we're floating, right? In this aura of worth. And it's not arrogant. It's not arrogant. It's not conceited. It simply is. From that peaceful space, we can give so much more to others and to ourselves. So watch. Watch for that Venus and Taurus square Jupiter in Aquarius. Remember, Aquarius energy is about community, is about the greater good. So how do we get in touch with our own sense of self-worth? That from that space, when we relate to anyone, when we communicate to anyone, we are not an agent of chaos. We are not bringing chaos into these interactions. We're bringing love. We're bringing peace. We're bringing just ourselves in the most accepting way. And from that space, then others can be themselves, then others can be vulnerable. We're setting the tone, we're setting the space. It is said, I'm sure we've all read this, right? Either once or 1,000 times, the relationship that we have with ourselves is indicative of the relationship that we're going to have with other people. But what does that mean, right? And I think that this Venus square Jupiter interaction tells us, okay, so you're telling me that the relationship I have with other people starts with the relationship I have with myself. Okay. But this is the example that I'm talking about right now. This, if I have a healthy relationship with myself, a healthy sense of ownership, a healthy sense of worth, then that's the energy that I carry onto other people, regardless of the interaction. And it's not that I'm going to go to a party, for instance, or, you know, a get together and say, guess what? I am confident now and I have a healthy sense of self-worth. What about you? That's not what we're talking about. It's simply being. It's simply being with ourselves and remembering and coming back to that sense of wholeness within ourselves. And if there is still a part of you that doesn't feel whole, on the one hand, I humbly tell you, believe me when I say that you are. But if you're still not there, which is perfectly fine, remember to breathe. Taurus is the sign of the body. So remember to come back to your body, right? Remember your presence. Remember coming back to breath. And from that space, from that calm space in which you are aware of your body, you're aware of your thoughts, you're aware of the emotions going on, and they're flowing with your breath, in and out, in and out. You get your entire being in sync with your breath. You can better communicate with others without demanding anything from anyone else. Okay? Again, this energy also is very active throughout the entire weekend, and this is especially true and important for those who have a difficult dynamic with family and have to, you know, interact with them on Sunday for Mother's Day. Okay? So I leave you with this. I hope this is helpful. Have a good one.